former college football, baseball, and hockey players will compete in the Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway this weekend. They aren't racing the cars, they're on the pit crews. Repairing cars as fast as possible has become a sort of pro sport within NASCAR, complete with world-class training facilities, grueling schedules, and even recruiting departments. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
James Craig played linebacker and defensive back at East Carolina University. And as some of his teammates were getting calls from NFL teams last year, he got a call from a NASCAR pit coach.
Coach Berkey called me up and asked if I wanted to come try out for his pit crew. And I said, you know, I've never watched racing. I don't know anything about racing. I've never changed a tire, in fact. And he said, that's perfect. He said, we don't need you to be a race fan. We need you to be an athlete.
Ready. Go.
Craig sprints back and forth through a ladder until a coach tells him and about a dozen other pit crew members to move on to the next drill.
Switch!
Hendrick Motorsports built this training complex for its pit crews. There's a small track, a sand pit, and field turf where Craig uses a thick rope to pull a 75-pound sled.
All right, good lift, Craig, good lift.
It's a full-time job, training and film sessions during the week, races on the weekend. Across NASCAR, this is becoming the norm for pit road. At Penske Racing, crew members practice changing tires after lifting weights in a brand new gym Penske built last year. Sean Powell is Penske's head strength coach. He used to be a strength coach with the Carolina Panthers.
The majority of our athletes have a collegiate or a professional background in sports. So if we're going to ask them to come in and train like professional athletes, we need to have a professional facility for them to train in.
Penske's pit crew members have come from football, baseball, hockey, soccer, and wrestling programs. Pit coach Brian Holland says he even tried out a guy from the U.S. Olympic bobsled team.
He was in good shape. He was a strong kid. We'll see, you know, when all the coaches sit down and see if he has a future here or not.
Up until about 20 years ago, pit crews were nothing like this. But then a former Stanford football player snuck into a garage at a NASCAR race.
I just asked around, does anyone need any help? Anyone need a pair of hands? And I found a team willing to let me help.
That's Andy Papathanasiou, who had what was then a pretty radical idea that athletes could do a better job than mechanics on pit road.
You can say my biggest value initially in racing was that I knew nothing about racing. So I saw it as an athletic event with practice and repetition, coaching, the organization that you give to any sort of sport from grade school soccer all the way up to the NFL.
He eventually convinced driver Jeff Gordon's crew chief to let him take that approach with Gordon's pit crew. It became known as the Rainbow Warriors, legendary in NASCAR for their intense workouts, fast pit stops, and colorful uniforms. Now Papathanasiou is basically the athletic director for all of Hendrick Motorsports. He says the top pit crew members make around $100,000 a year. Today's pit crews just look different, both in the way they're built and the way they move. During last weekend's All-Star race at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, James Craig and others on driver Casey Kane's team did squats and push-ups to stay loose until Kane swerved into the pit. His tires hadn't finished squealing to a stop when six pit crew members leapt off the pit road wall and sprinted around the car, firing air guns to loosen lug nuts, ripping off 65-pound tires, smacking on new ones. And 11.92 seconds later, Kane stomps on the gas pedal and accelerates back toward the track. Craig played a support role during the stop. He still needs to work his way up to the top circuit. And he's still adjusting to the differences between this and college football.
I'll never forget Daytona this year, my very first race. You know, we were all kind of jacked up before the race, and we were all getting excited just like, you know, before a football game. And, you know, the green flag goes and the cars start running. And we sat there for 35, 40 minutes before we even had to do anything. So it kind of messed with our minds a little bit.
Craig says that's just how it goes on pit road. Long waits followed by brief moments of insanely high intensity. For the former East Carolina football player, it's his version of going pro. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.